It's a rainy Tuesday in April, and I headed downtown Main Street on the main part of the construction, the block where Kiggins Theater is, and on the marquee it says, "Support the businesses," the names of businesses on the street, so I thought, what better idea to go in and actually capture some of those community voices, knowing that this time of year, and especially with the construction, it's often shop owners that are going to be there in their business, and on this rainy day, most of the shops, unfortunately, kind of empty. But it gave me a chance to sit down and talk with several business owners, and right now we're going to hear from one of them.
So down here at Soft Tea, if you've seen a capybara in Vancouver, you may have been by here.
Yeah, you know, we're kind of in a quieter side of downtown, but part of me really appreciates that we can have more meaningful connections and conversations with customers. Every person that walks through that door, you really get to know them, even if it's through a small interaction. Just, you know, hearing about how their days are going, how their families are. You really get to know some of these people in our community, and I think that's what really strives me to like keep going and keep building, keep improving, and keep going at it. So yeah, the next door space is actually something my sister and dad are working on. It's an instant noodle bar concept where you kind of make your own noodles right in front of you. You go ahead and like add your own deluxe toppings, and then you put it on an induction stovetop, and it all happens right in front of you. So it's a very interactive experience. And she's been killing it. I mean, she did her own renderings. She did her whole build out herself, like drew it out, and she's been working on it for about 2 years. We're expecting to open by Memorial Day weekend, but we're also waiting on construction to be done. So it's a little bit of ambiguity, but we're expecting end of May sometime. Her name is Leah. She was just here, but she went and, you know, had to get her mind off of it for a little bit. She's really young, just like me, but I think that's what gives us a smaller edge. It's like we're kind of gritty and we want to do riskier things in a, you know, in an area where taking risks may not be like always something people are comfortable with. But that's just kind of how we were raised. And to answer your question about the capybara, they're like these very peaceful rodents that don't harm other animals. And it's kind of like a community figure that we really believe in, and we represent it through our staffing, through our conversations and stuff like that. I really get to know some of the staff. I've had people come in and go, but you know, like for instance, my dog passed away 2 weeks ago, but all my old employees that aren't here anymore, they like reached out to me and they just sent their condolences. But you know, small things like that really shows like the type of relationships we built over the years. And you know, even if they're not an employee anymore, they're still always gonna have that like Soft Tea relationship. And even with the staff now, I love to just hear about them, what kind of courses they're taking, what kind of direction they want to go in life, because I was in their shoes like 3 years ago. So yeah, just getting to work with like-minded people and yeah, work with so many different types of people also has been really cool. So yeah, we were just talking about endorsing or like pushing sobriety amongst the youth, because I've experienced a lot of people in my life who've dealt with problems like addiction, and yeah, I like to really believe in the products that we offer, so that's why I don't sell any alcohol. I'm very family and kid friendly, and yeah, it's always been about believing in like your morals and putting those before like the business and stuff like that. Yeah, any other questions?
What does community mean to you?
Community is belonging. I really believe that no matter like what somebody is like behaving towards you, like they have something that needs to be explained. Like empathy is really big. That's something I really believe in. I'm big on empathy. Because, you know, whether somebody's rude to me, I never know what they're going through. So, I mean, our only job is to serve and give back, and that's something I believe in a lot.
The owner, Noah, is celebrating 2 years of Soft Tea. Soft Tea specializes in traditional hand-shaken bubble tea and handcrafted soft serve, and they're located at 808 Main Street. Behind me is the song Capybara in the Spirit of Soft Tea by Maharu Koshi and Harumi Hosono. I'm Stina Trecha for KXRW.
Yeah. Hi there. My name is Michael Walker, and I'm the executive director of the Vancouver's Downtown Association. We were founded in 1989, and we work to support businesses along the corridor, especially during the construction project. The construction project has been 30 years in the making. It's been attempted three times, once in 1993, another time in 2008, and most recently started through the design phase in 2022. It's a once-in-a-generational investment in the corridor. New sewer lines, electrical, utilities, new streetscape, hardscape, overhead lights, new public art, wider sidewalks. It's safer, accessible, more connected. You know, creating a district that people want to live, work, and play in is really important. It attracts investment. Since the start of this project, we've had 10 new businesses locate on Main Street in the last 24 months. Folks have really developed a lot of interest in the corridor, so that's been really exciting. The project has really mostly been driven by business owners and property owners and residents in the community, which has really been a joy to watch and experience. A lot of the design elements that we see within the street have been informed by the folks who occupy it, like merchants and restaurants, for example. So there's like wider outdoor seating areas for folks to have, you know, places for their patrons to sit, for example. So the project's really guided it for and by the community, which we're really excited about. What I love about downtown Vancouver, outside of that, the infrastructure project, is how neighborly the downtown district is. Folks really collaborate and work with one another. In many ways, I always think it's kind of old-fashioned. I've had people stop me before, like recently, this is top of mind, like 2 weeks ago, an older gentleman approached me and I was talking with a neighbor and with two other business owners, and the man was like, "You never see this in Portland. Like, folks don't talk to each other like they talk to people here. It feels a lot more like connected, and there's a strong social fabric here." So if you haven't been downtown or haven't experienced downtown, most of the businesses have the owners working behind the counter. Like right now we're in Soft Tea and you have Noah, who's right behind the counter. He's really community oriented. Aaron GM, you always see the owner behind the counter. That's Crystal Larry. Ronald Records, Kelsey is always behind the counter. So the folks that you're interacting with oftentimes, more likely than not, are the folks who are running the businesses full time. So, and it's just been a joy to work with them in collaboration with things we're doing downtown.
Hi, my name is Crystal Humble Larry. My store is called Aaron GM Papetry. Everyone calls me Cricket, and when you come in, say hello. Community is really important to me, especially owning a stationery store where we're connecting to each other or ourselves through journaling or sharing our words through letter writing. I think that this entire operation is so supported by the downtown community, tourists coming over. Everyone's excited to be a part of a bigger experience here. Letter writing allows you to do that. It allows you to connect to your local shops. It allows you to extend yourself beyond just walking into a store. You get to spread a little bit of you all over the world. It's really exciting to be part of that. I just feel really excited when youth come in and they're exposed to all of this beautiful paper. I mean, it's important to note that expensive and inexpensive, beautiful things from Europe, from France, all the stationery is not for older, pretentious folk, people that are better off, have more money than you. This is for everyone. You can have beautiful stationery. And I like that people are exposed to it at such a young age. People are often, "Are you open? Can I walk up this ripped up section of the sidewalk to get to you?"
But you've painted it.
Yes, it's very inviting.
You made a whole like yellow brick road with rainbow flowers, and you have a whole sign that says follow the flowers up to your store.
That was actually the Downtown Association. They knew that I would be very excited about it, so they just did it overnight. We are a little bit set off to the side. My shop does not have a visible sign from Evergreen, so it's hard to know if I'm there unless you already know about me. So I think that little painted board gave folks permission to enter a construction zone and know that they were okay walking through and invited to come to the store. The one thing I love about the way this has been undertaken is stores are open throughout the whole thing. We are never closed. It's just getting people in and making them not feel discouraged if they have to walk around the block. It's only on those side streets especially. Mm-hmm. A lot of those side streets are being used to stage equipment. Mm-hmm. But if you see road closed, local access only, you are the local access. Pull in. The turning around's a little tricky, but I opened the store as a pop-up actually off of Mill Plain in 2022. And then I got this building almost 3 years ago.
What does it mean to you to be in downtown Vancouver instead of being in a pop-up?
That's a great question. I like being on the heart of Main Street. I want to be visible and accessible to anyone. I feel like stationery paper cards is one industry I not only believe in passionately, I love the art, the supporting of artists, but also it's for everyone. It does not discriminate. Like, paper is literally for everyone. And I think people feel that when they come in, they're like, I'm welcome here. There's gonna be something that I like or that I align with, and it brings inspiration. So I think being part of the Vancouver community, which I already like a lot, being accessible to the public right on Main Street, it's a joy. And I knew I wanted to be on this block in 2010 when I moved here. I chose the Kiggins block. I said, this is where I want my store. I love this block.
And now look at this block.
Yeah, well, it's a mess, but it's gonna be so good. No, it's gonna be great. Actually, it's already like full. All the businesses we're thriving a bit. I mean, everyone's sales are down in this portion, but it is temporary. It's 3 to 4 months. And when it's over, it's gonna be incredible. I'm actually really looking forward to it. Every day I come to work, I'm so excited now. Before construction began, I came to work with dread because I just didn't know. I'm like, when are they gonna begin? When is it gonna end? What's my business gonna be impacted like? Am I financially gonna make it? You have all these questions. And then when they begin, it's almost this huge relief. I mean, people who don't have children maybe don't fully understand this, like, this dread of like 9 months of like, am I gonna make it? Am I gonna survive? Is the baby gonna be okay? But then when you're like in labor, you're just stoked to get through it. You're like, get this thing out, right? So I feel like this is a very interesting, like, relatable experience where I'm like, we're in it. But I'm like excited. I don't come to work with dread anymore. Every single day I come to work with hope. I waved all the construction crew. They all know me now. I'm like, you're doing great. Keep it up. But I really feel excited about every day is one day closer to being done. I'm just so thrilled with the end product will be. They could have ripped up the street, patched it up and moved on. We would have been left with a mess, a very unattractive, bumpy patch up job. And instead we're getting this beautiful.
The Main Street promise.
The Main Street promise.
I'm Kelsey Jennings. I'm the co-owner of Ronald Records, and we're here on a Tuesday morning listening to Gorilla's Demon Days while we have a beautiful view of construction through our windows. A listening party is something that's set up through an artist's label. And we get the opportunity to either listen to the album before it comes out or the day that it comes out. And it's a way to really get a good feel for the album, meet some fans that also love the music. And usually they send us some fun, like freebies, posters, stickers. And it's a completely free event and everyone is welcome.
I'm Erin, and I'm a volunteer here at Ronald Records, and I'm a content creator. And I have not trademarked that term, so feel free to also be a content creator. I just think it's a really good time to stop thinking about content and start thinking about content. Rhythm is greater than algorithm.
So that was a little trip down a rainy Tuesday on Main Street, on that main block in downtown Vancouver where the Kiggins Cedar is, where on the marquee it says, support these businesses. So I went into a couple of the businesses, and we even heard from the executive director of the Downtown Association. I want to thank the shop owners who talked to me today, Noah from Soft Tea, Crystal from Erin GM, and both Kelsey and her volunteer Erin from Ronald Records. Conversations about community, conversations about downtown, conversations about the future beyond the construction, and in the meanwhile, building community with the sounds and the views of change right out all their front windows. Thank you for joining me. I'm Stina Trecha. This has been part one of construction on Main Street, with the shops being open this spring as we prepare for a summer where Main Street is going to keep changing with more construction and looking different. I'm Stina Trecha for KXRW.